And we are rolling. 3, 2, 1. Good morning, Magic 100 listeners. Thanks for tuning in. I am Will Davis with the Monroe County Reporter. Don Daniel is here. Richard Dumas is here. We're all present and accounted for. And guys, I had one of our listeners came to see me this week.
Uh-oh, you hadn't told us about this.
And you know what he said?
What did he say?
Keep up the good work. I enjoy the show. So shout out to you know who you are.
Well, you know what? Same thing happened to me. You know, Walmart is sometimes I don't want to buy any groceries or nothing.
Just go socialize.
Just go to Walmart and see the people. And this lady came up to me the other day, and she said, I listen to y'all on the radio, and I read your column. That Will Davis, he writes strange. And I said, are you talking about Will or that Sloan fellow? That's when she backed up. She said, what's his name?
Sloan.
She said, that Sloan fellow. I didn't mean to say Will. And I said, well, thank you, man. Then she put her teeth back in her mouth.
If we talk about our fans this way, it's no wonder we have so few fans.
I know. But hey.
But we appreciate each and every one. The truth is, we appreciate each and every one of you. And, especially as we start a new year, I just want to communicate to our listeners and readers how thankful we are for the relationship we enjoy. And it's a trust that we have been given to deliver the news of Monroe County. And you guys, because you listen and read, it allows us to do what we do. So thank you. Thank you to all of our, as Don says, fans.
That's right. Amen.
Well, it's a new year.
It is a new year. And it's a, well, I did.
Have you resolved?
No, I don't.
Are you going to resolve or shall you ever resolve?
I got something else I'm going to tell you. Okay. I mentioned y'all in my column that on New Year's Eve, I was going to have me some oyster stew.
Does that mean you're going to put, are you going to put the oyster shells in the stew?
Oh, yeah. You always put some of them in there just to make sure that you know that it's oyster stew. Yes, I had an oyster stew and it was delicious. I followed an old recipe. Mm-hmm.
So did you buy oysters out of the shell? Seriously?
Yeah, can.
You didn't shuck your own?
No, you can buy canned.
Okay. Richard, are you an oyster fan?
I am. I like oysters.
Do you like raw oysters or any way?
Steamed. I like them steamed.
Steamed or fried are my favorite.
But I love them steamed, man. Oh, I could eat
steamed oysters with cocktail sauce and melted butter is fantastic. Fried oysters make me gag.
No. When I had the house on St. George Island, we would go down, every summer, or a lot more than that. But the first thing that we always did, we would stop in East Point, Georgia, which is right there before you get on the bridge to go over. Anyway, we would always buy a bushel of oysters.
How many are a bushel? A bushel. 273?
I don't know. If we was 273, they sure didn't last long. Because we bought them, we got on the island, and that night we started eating oysters, and the next day we had to go back and get another bushel.
Because they all gone.
We steamed them. I like them steamed. And by the way, I'm going to give a plug to a restaurant that's opening in Macon. Oh, I shouldn't do it.
Oyster bar?
Juicy Crab.
Juicy Crab.
You need it. It's over on Tom Hill in the Kroger Shopping Center.
Oh, it was good.
Have you been yet?
It hadn't opened yet.
You just
but
heard
I've
about
been
it.
To the one up in McDonough, and I'm going to tell you something. It'll put a hurting on you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they got, it's really good.
You get the oysters?
Oh, yeah.
And
Crab. Yeah. They've got a little country boil that is pretty doggone good. I did a little country boil.
Yes, you did. It was delicious.
And the thing about my little country boil, that recipe is close to 50 years old.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you sold us. Don hosted a terrific Christmas party.
You like the corn more than you did anything.
I do. I like everything in a low country bowl, and potatoes and this. But the best part of every low country bowl is always the sausage.
That's right.
Just goes without saying.
Did you notice that, dude? Wasn't a whole lot of sausage left for anybody. Because that's all he just kept eating.
I ate a lot of the sausage.
Yeah. But They say use something like kielbasa, but I have learned with my little country boy to use Kaneka's sausage, They're made in Alabama, right across the Georgia line.
How about that?
So I always use Kanaka.
We ought to turn this into a cooking show. We could just share recipes and talk about the keys to good.
I enjoy cooking.
Me too. I love it. Yeah, I made.
Go ahead.
The other night, you know, I've talked about my famous peanut Thai chicken that I make on the griddle. And I think you need a Blackstone griddle. When's your birthday? In August, I'm going to get you a Blackstone griddle. Because
I would like that.
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's like, you know, you've been to Waffle House and they got the big griddle there and you could just go to
town. Is that the same thing as a flat top?
Yeah, super flat top is what it is.
Well, you know, I came within a hair on the net, but for buying one the other day.
Really?
And I said, no.
No, couldn't pull the trigger, huh?
No, I couldn't pull the trigger. It wasn't all that expensive. It was at two to Walmart. But by the way, is Walmart going to start back advertising with you?
They have had inserts. They had inserts in December, so they're an advertiser, and we appreciate all of our advertisers, and we are thankful that we were one of the few newspapers in Georgia that has not had layoffs, cutbacks, belt tightening. And we think that we plan on continuing that trend in 2020.
Well, you got a good staff. I have to tell you,
I do. Got a great staff. Team.
But you know, let's go back to this week's paper. You had notable deaths. You know, I used to do that too, and I don't know why. It always made me sad to do that.
Well, you don't realize. You know, we live life one day at a time.
That's right.
And we don't. But when you put it all together and you realize that, especially in a small town where we know everybody, I mean, I knew him. You just know these people. These are not strangers. These are friends, people that you dealt with and talked to.
That's right.
And when they're gone, they're gone. So it was, a lot of loss during the year. And, you think about Mary Linda Pitts, you know, Coach Pitts.
Yeah. No, you're not saying it right.
Co-Pitts, yes. And Paul Josie, former mayor, he was a member of the Kiwanis Club with us.
But you know, well, yes, I think as your headline said, they were notable deaths. But you know, there were a lot more deaths in this county too.
Oh yeah.
And everyone.
You can't include all of them.
Yeah. All right. I got to get here. Dude's being real quiet, and I hope this will stir him. Okay.
I'm ready.
I don't understand something, and please tell me. And I ask the law enforcement, I'm justifying what I'm fixing to ask, but you know, you had a headline, inmates charged in gang waterboarding. Now, let me ask you a question. Where were the guards when all this was happening?
I don't know. Maybe there was a diversion. Maybe they like faked a fight to get them off.
Defending the inmate people.
They put sheets up in the jail here when they have these fights. Mm-hmm. That seems to be a common tactic.
Yeah, curtain block the.
Well, I was talking to a pretty high muckety muck with Georgia's prison system, and he said, you know, you get inmates that get drugs in prison, cell phones. All this stuff, and I said, I asked him. I said, "How does this happen? Aren't these guards what?" He says, "Don, it's the guard that are doing it." And you know, I think that's just sad.
It is.
Well, we've had a lot of them arrested the last few years.
Yes, you have.
We had criminal acts, and
we had a story.
See how it happens in a prison. I mean.
We had a story just a few weeks ago. A traffic stop they made in Forsyth, an arrest that when they found 21 cell phones and drugs packaged for prison. So
that's right.
It's big business to provide the inmates with the contraband that they would like. But there are drugs in prison. There are gangs in prison, and this is another evidence of it. And I've often been curious about waterboarding. I want to watch it happen.
I don't think the gang were. People in gangs outside of prison that it carried over into the prison.
Yeah.
I don't think they formed the prison bloods. I think they were bloods and got arrested.
They were gang members
away from prison and it became an issue in prison.
You know, it was amazing, you know, when gang symbols started appearing. I was at the training center and I was asked to come down and speak. I'm not going to say where, to a club in this community. And so I got through, and the police chief said, "Come on, let me show you my town." And I said, okay, enjoy it. So we started riding around this town, and I said, boy, y'all got gangs here? Oh, no, 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 we don't have gangs. I said, what are these symbols? That's just graffiti. You know, it just amazed me that
see no evil, hear no evil.
That's right. Like the three monkeys, you know. And anyway, I'm off that tangent. Change the subject.
Maybe they didn't really have gangs. They had a lot of people who watched Spike Lee movies and stuff and just wanted to draw like they do in New York and LA.
Well, here's the question, you know. Is a country club a gang? I mean, once you get people together doing something, they're a gang.
But, don't you think a gang is more associated with violating the law?
Criminal activity. Yes. But then, if they're doing graffiti, that's against the law. That's a gang.
Hey, y'all want to have some fun? Go down here to the depot when a train's coming through. And look at all the graffiti on boxcars. Yeah. Gang symbols and everything.
Some of them are very talented artists.
They are.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
That's right. Why don't they put their talents to work somewhere else?
Do they do it like overnight? I don't understand when people have time to stand by trains and
see, they park those trains and the gangs go in. It's like the yard down here in Macon. You know, it's wide open. It's not fenced. If you want to get into that yard,
they don't have anybody there. Security.
You can just walk down the railroad track. You know.
We watched one of my favorite movies over the holiday. I introduced my daughter to Naked Gun. You ever seen Leslie Nielsen and the Naked Gun? And there's a
you introduced her to Airport
yet? No, that's next. Leslie Nielsen's other classic hits. But there's one scene where the police department has a professor that's in charge of developing new technology, and he develops one with the cufflinks that'll shoot an arrow in somebody's neck and put them out, you know. And the other thing he did, and he's looking out the window and he says, and here, if you'll watch below, is my new anti-graffiti weapon. And he says, watch, we have some customers now. And these hoodlums come up to spray paint this wall.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, the wall starts spraying the gangsters with spray paint.
Right back.
Right back.
You know,
looks like it's working.
So. Yeah. You know, I've come up with an idea. I want to call it the glob gun.
Okay.
So if somebody comes up, instead of shooting somebody to kill them, you pull out this glob gun, and it just shoots a glob all over them, all over their face.
Huh. Oh, of what?
Glob.
Just jello?
No. They can spray you with something, and I can't remember what it is. But anyway, it's a glob gun.
Okay.
And I think and here's where my idea came from. I have one of those pistols where you shoot up in the air for to be rescued. Well, if you could
develop a
flare gun, and if you could develop a gun and a shell that if you came up to rob me, I'd pull it instead of me having to kill you. I'd just shoot you with my glob gun.
I like it. You need to get in your lab and begin working on this. This might be a huge hit.
You'd have to momentarily stun them and paralyze them or something. They would just shoot right back at you.
Yeah, but there's gonna be it comes out. You know, it's sort of like a sawed-off shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
And you know this: if the longer the barrel, the tighter the pattern. The smaller the barrel, the bigger the pattern. So you could, that's another thing. Okay, here's another thing that amazes me: all these people want to get guns. Okay. They want to get these 9mm guns, and you know these guns. And let me tell you something. That's pretty ridiculous, because if somebody breaks into your house, and you think that you're gonna hit them with the first shot, or the second shot, or the third shot, no.
Yeah, you need to, like you often tell us. We need the judge.
You need the judge. I got
shotgun pistol.
That's right.
I want to get one of those.
I've got.
Howard's Pawn Shop, is that the place to go?
Huh?
Howard's Pawn Shop, is that where you get one?
if you've got a 410 shotgun, the reason I bought a judge, I've got a 410 pistol that was made illegally from from a 410 shotgun when back then you couldn't use sawed-off shotguns because it was a law against sawed-off shotguns. But this has a pistol and the barrel is 1 inch longer than so.
You said back then, are sawed-off shotguns now legal?
Yeah, you can buy them at a store.
Can you saw it off yourself?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Yeah. But why, you know, if you've got an old shotgun, sew it off. Yeah. But anyway. Yeah.
I thought it would be good. You know, we started talking about the waterboarding. I thought it'd be good on our show one day for maybe Richard and I to lay on your back and waterboard you, Don, just to see, and we tell our listeners.
No, Richard and I have already taken a vote. You're going to be. We're going to do that here in front of the reporter office.
I mean, I'm fascinated by this idea that you can trick somebody into thinking they're drowning when they're not.
Well, let me tell you something. This is a top secret thing.
Okay.
But it's a thing that you
put. If you're FBI, please change the channel.
That's
now.
Right.
Okay, they're gone.
If you're going to do waterboarding, there's something like they put in your mouth so that you can't shut your mouth.
Yeah, well, that's what they did. They put a rag on this guy's mouth. You know?
No. This is to put a thing in your mouth and you can't shut your mouth, so you just keep pouring water.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Interesting.
I tell you what, dude. Let me tell you, no, dude, this is what he has to do. You go to your swimming pool, okay?
Okay.
And just start sucking water in your swimming pool and see how long you can do it, okay? That's waterboarding.
Anyway. I'm glad we got that. Waterboarding
turn you on?
I don't know. It's just a fascinating. Well, you remember it was a huge ordeal. The Democrats made a big deal out of waterboarding. President Bush is
at Guantanamo.
Yes, we are torturing these poor people. Waterboarding, and I thought when I found out what waterboarding was, that it's not even really torture because it's all mind games.
I mean, if they did it like 25 times a day or something, then maybe that's a little extreme.
Well, hey, if you can find out where Khashoggi Khalid Mahuga is, it's probably worth it. You know, he's probably out there killing our people.
Well, you had.
Oh, I wasn't opposed to it. I'm just saying that would be maybe the reason why
they would oppose it.
All right, I'm changing the subject on us. I'm going over $484,000 okay for Hubbard demolition. They're going to totally tear down the old Hubbard building?
Well, just the part that was mildewed and molded and flooded. And it's needs to be done. But I thought it was interesting that you had, for once, you know, Don, as we talked often here, that the school board always votes together. Everyone together. Well, not this time. They had a split.
How did the vote go?
Well, you can guess.
Sort of a split.
Yeah, Greg Head said he wasn't going to support it because he doesn't think he wanted it just the demolition. He did not think they need to invest the money to build a park there because, well, the city's already building a park.
They're emulating the city. We're going to build a dog park.
That's right. So, you know. So anyway, it's going to happen. So that's Don, if you want to take your dogs for a walk, you can now take them to the Hubbard Park and maybe down the road.
My dogs have got plenty of places to walk. But I thought it was just really interesting that they're going to build a park. Interesting story. I've had several many replies to how many Dollar General stores we got.
Oh, okay? Good.
And this is sort of like dog park. The city's going to build a dog park. The school board's going to build a dog park. So what I'm thinking about doing is the front part of my acreage is making it a dog park and charge people to bring their dogs.
Yeah, and then you can put a Dollar General on the other side of the street.
You'd
be like a big draw.
All right.
Mall, we'll call it.
We've already got that. All right, here's a question for you. How many Dollar General stores do we have, or dollar stores we got? Now, we went through this the other day.
Yeah.
I have had several answers to my column, which that was a question. Are there more than three?
Yes.
Yes. I count four.
That's not counting Dollar Tree.
No, I'm talking about that's a dollar. I call that a Dollar General. Now, anything, a dollar store.
Oh, yeah. How many stores with the name Dollar in their title?
Yeah.
Well, you got four Dollar Generals, you got the Dollar Tree, and the Dollar and the Family Dollar. So that's six.
Wow,
that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I don't blame you.
Do I get the gift card?
Yeah. You know what's so weird? Did you see where the Georgia legislature is taking up? It wants to take up a rule, a law that you can't. Dollar stores have to have so many square feet, and they have to sell fresh vegetables, and have to have a cow in there so you can get fresh milk.
Well, 50% of your merchandise has to be organic.
Yeah. Jesus. By the way, the Georgia legislature starts next week.
Watch your wallets, folks.
Yep.
They're coming.
You know what? What I'm hearing is this sports betting, dude. Are you hearing anything about sports betting?
I don't participate in such. What are you talking about, Don?
Uh-huh.
How much is LSU favored in the championship game?
Dude,
he doesn't follow it, but he does.
He doesn't follow.
He's just heard. He got wind of it.
Yeah, I wish y'all could see
it moved the dude. From 3 to 5
is really blushing right now.
I would.
Well,
I've thought a lot about this national championship game, and I would definitely put my money on the Tigers.
Was that Clemson?
Well,
both of them
can't lose. They're both Tigers,
huh?
But the punchline is they're both Tigers.
I know.
So
I got a grandson that goes to Clemson.
So is that who you're going to wager on?
I'm going to pull a dude on you. I don't gamble.
Yes. Bingo.
No.
That's smart. There's only one way to
win. But we'll talk after.
There's only one way to win, and that's not to play.
No, there's only one way to win. It's to play. It's like people talking about the lottery. Do you play? You got to buy a ticket. It's like going to the Chinese laundry.
Every time when I go into my convenience store, so when I'm delivering the reporters, and there's always someone at the counter who's trying to give the daily picks.
Yeah.
And I always tell them, I say, look, just give the money to me,
and
you'll have exactly the same amount of opportunity to win.
All right, we'll go back to the city. Boy, did the city OK's mural? Is a mural on the side of the building that says this must be the place?
That's going to be nice. They're doing this. Is our neighbor right here. It's a mural.
Is that a mural?
It's a mural.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see. I thought that was a misprint. I see all them trees.
It's a big one.
That's kind of makes you think.
I tell you what.
This must be the place.
Yeah, what does that mean?
This is the place.
Yeah, I like it. It's kind of a thought-provoking.
Another thing in this week's paper, and you do this monthly, don't you? Bolingbrook?
Yes.
You know, you don't realize there's that many businesses down in Bolingbrook.
I know. Got a good business district down there.
Got a good
if you want to know what businesses you can patronize in Bolingbrook, the reporter is the place to find out.
And you'll get another Bolingbrook column this week.
That's right. We'll have to. It's back to back.
Hey, I've got to move. You're talking about Georgia legislature? I'm going to talk to Susan Holmes and Robert Dickey and what's the other representative?
Dale Washburn
and our Senator John. I think we ought to change the name of Bolingbrook. Really?
Bolingaken.
I think it ought to be Bolingaken.
Why don't you run for mayor on that platform down there?
I'm already the mayor.
It's Mayor Blunt.
I know, I'm the mayor of my 9 acres.
Is Bolingbrook someone's name? How did they come up with Bolingbrook?
Yeah.
I don't remember, dude.
It's in the blue book.
It's in the history book.
Ralph Baskin tell you. But hey, we'll be ramping up this year. Speaking of Ralph Bass, we'll be ramping up celebrations for preparations for Monroe County's bicentennial in 2021.
We need to talk.
We need to talk. It's coming fast. So get ready. And we haven't talked yet about the year in review.
Hey, it's in the paper. Let's go to something else.
Okay. Shoot.
Get the paper and look at the rear end view.
Rear end view? Oh, I see.
That was a pun. Like get the paper and get your rear end view.
The rear end view. There you go.
Dude, tell us something about sports. Tell people out there in Radio Land.
I think you're looking at Dogs Fall and Semis of Home Tourney. They had a Christmas tournament this past that ended on Monday, and Mary Persons did not win the boys or the girls.
A good time was had by all.
Northside won the boys, a pretty dramatic championship game, and then they came way back from behind, and then Veterans won the girls pretty easily. They're kind of the cream of the crop
on
the girls.
So if they had won this game, would they have progressed up the ladder to the championship?
If they'd won the one they lost, they reported on the paper, they would have been in the championship game. But they wouldn't. They would the two teams that played for the championship on the boys' side are both 6A schools, or no, Veterans of 5A school, I guess. But Northside's a 6A school, so they
did they make a determination what region the school is going to be in based on student population?
That's yes, right. Correct.
They don't bait, but they don't care.
So we'll be going out of AAA next year. So we would have been outclassed a little bit by some athletes on those two teams. In fact, we played better and lost by 30, so that was kind of...
Why did Jackson's store close?
They had...
Where are they located now?
They were on 74. down the only store in the whole area, down at the near the Bibb County line. And if you needed something, because I'm in that area now, and if you need something, that's the only place you can go. And Earl and Tracy Jackson are good folks. You know, he ran for county commissioner a few years ago. They have good traffic. They had a good lunch. But they had an employee who may have taken advantage of them and pilfered them. But here's a neat story. There's an older black lady that lives down there, a big patron of the store. Not a wealthy lady, just lives by herself, an elderly woman on Social Security. And she said when she got wind that they were thinking about closing, she walked in, she went over there and she said, "I'm going to give you $1,000 because I want you to stay open.
Wow.
Don't worry about paying it back." And it was just neat.
Are they going to stay open?
No, they were not able to make it work. But the word is that there may be someone willing to take it over.
I know. Take over the lease. I know. They're from India.
Yeah.
No.
And they have the Lake Tobosoffke store. The people that own that one are thinking about.
That area is going to be Patella-lized.
There you go. Yeah.
But anyway.
We've got about 4 minutes. Donna, your column, not only did you talk about oyster stew in the new year, but you had a lot of interesting checks that the county wrote, including I like the one that says that IT Director Andre Howard racked up $740 at the DeSoto. That must be that one in Savannah. Huh?
Who knows?
Don't know who got government training, but we paid $659 for somebody to get him trained. Greg Tapley's soiree at the Ritzy King and Prince. I love your column. Keep it up.
Well, you know, one of the things I've learned about the county financial record is they're beginning, and I'm sure that this edict came down, you know. What was it that you're not getting? If the information is there, but you have to decode it. There was something else that happened. I'm going to give you the information, but you've got to decode
it. We're not going to tell you what it means.
Yeah, we're going to tell you what
it means. Well, that's our job.
That's the reason. But it just amazes me what they... Mm-hmm. It amazes me what our county pays for.
I know that people... people may not think we get a lot of wisdom from the Vent, you know, the reporter's popular anonymous online forum, but I really like one today.
What?
And it said that government can only spend what it first takes from someone else.
That's exactly
because government
right.
is not a money 100%. Government is not a money making entity. They can only so when they say government is going to provide Medicare for all or health care for all, guess what? It can only do that by forcing doctors to do it or confiscating other people's money and transferring it to your medical care.
I don't know how much time we got, so I'm going to make this real brief. You remember just in the last couple of weeks, congressmen, senators, the president said, we're going to do away with vaping. There's going to be no vaping.
Oh, yeah.
You know how long that lasted? They changed the lobbyists went to work and changed that so... It made me want to throw up.
But you know what? I mean, what role should the federal government have with vaping? I mean, that's not a federal issue.
I agree with you 100%.
Why should we have one law for 300 million people on vaping?
But if you're going to wade into the water, you're going to get wet.
If some guy is trying to quit smoking and vaping is healthier than smoking cigarettes, then he's found something that's helpful to him.
But what are they saying? This vaping
probably
is killing
people.
Who
cares? That's their problem. It's not the government.
Vaping is killing more people. I don't know. Anyway. Hey, vape. Hey, what you need to do is stick your head in a paper bag. Mm-hmm. Smell your own breath.
Yeah. Remember that they made a movie about a famous person who liked to vape. Remember that movie?
No.
You didn't see it?
King and one of the two hippies guys?
No.
Who?
Darth Vapor. Yeah, it's really good.
Wow. he's on a trip.
Darth Vapor.
Y'all, we're fixing to say bye to you.
We appreciate you joining us on The Reporter on the Air.
Come be a visitor with us.
Don Daniel, Richard Dumas, we're signing off for the week. It's a new year, folks. I hope that you don't start this new year ignorant and dumb and in the dark. Subscribe to the Monroe County Reporter and you'll know.
And listen to the radio.
What's happening in Forsyth. Thanks to our partners at Magic 100. We appreciate you guys and we appreciate you tuning in to this weekly look at the affairs and the news in Monroe County. Have a good one, everyone.